Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I know they're not San Diego anymore. We were talking about the Magic theme song, the Orlando Magic, yesterday on a show.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a time when a lot of teams had theme songs, like the San Diego Superchargers, which is an awesome song, which you just heard. And someone has a supercut on YouTube of that song and interspersing it with fan soundbites who were asked about the team at the time. And someone was asked, hey, who's your favorite player? He goes, favorite player? Oh, I like all of them. Awesome. I love them all. The Superchargers. But I thought about that during last night's game when the Superchargers were just rolling the Vikings.
Ah, so this sounds like it had to be the 70s, right?
Yes. 1979.
Like the sound of the music. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Jenks, I was going to ask you, like, it feels like Studio 54. So you tell us your experiences of Studio Chelsea. 54.
Well, I was coming out of my second divorce. Of course, I'd been working 30 years in the entertainment industry. What a wild time that was, you know. I had a good time before I finally settled down, but 54 was just unbelievable. The drinks and the drugs were flowing, and you know, people judge now, but that was just something we did back in the time. You know, we'd go out, we'd party late, we'd meet each other, it wasn't a big deal, and we'd go to work the next day, maybe not feeling so great, and then we'd do it again the next night, and I had a velvet suit you would not believe. Also, I was 6 during that time, but that's how I imagine it went.
Oh, I had to pick on you there. I feel like that was too easy. Yeah. But that was a very detailed description. It sounds like you could have actually thrived during that decade. Oh, and I will say this. Mm-hmm. I feel like the parties back then, before social media, before everybody had a phone to record things, they had to be way better. Like, I feel like the parties now have to suck. Nobody can do anything without it being caught.
Yeah. You can do whatever. Oh my God, I would go back in time if I could. I feel like I was just born like maybe a decade and a half, 2 decades too late. Like I would have thrived in the 70s. In the 80s? Forget it. I would have thrived. It would have been awesome. Because that's the thing. You hear all these stories and there's a mystique to them because not everything was recorded. And I don't mean to sound like an old man, but imagine a time when you didn't have or you weren't worried about recording everything or getting pictures because it didn't really exist. It was, let's just go out and have a good time and see what happens. And there's kind of a magical thing about that.
Yeah, I bet Justin Herbert would have loved that time of, the decade. Because he hates social media and he like doesn't like posting and there's like a running joke with like the social team that like every time they try to like get a soundbite from him, he like walks away or like, you know, turns his head. So I do think that he absolutely would have slayed with that hair and he would have loved that he didn't have to post on social media all the time.
Oh my God, totally get that. I love that. We got to talk about the Superchargers because they looked awesome last night. I mean, just absolutely
destroyed the Vikings. Oh, my God. I'm looking at this box score right now, live, because I'm just so bummed at what I saw. Ugh. 37-10, it wasn't close. When the Chargers just drove right down the field first drive of the game, I thought, this is not going to work out well. Chargers cover the three. Chargers minus 185 with the money line. Vikings do not come close. Total set at 44 and a hook. And it is the under that hits. Justin Herbert goes, or over, I should say. Justin Herbert, 18 of 25, 227 yards to go along with three scores.
Second and 10. Going for it. Oh, out in front. Holden. Ladd McConkey. Touchdown.
That is Al Michaels on Amazon Prime. McConkey, six catches, 88 yards and a score. Meanwhile, on the ground, the Chargers have their two top running backs out. Sir Kamani Vidal takes over, 23 rushes, 117 yards and a score. And the Chargers score 30 points for the first time this season. They don't have to punt a single time, and they end their skid of three losses in four games. This was impressive from the jump.
Oh, absolutely. And I think the takeaway for a lot of people is that, wow, Justin Herbert looked fantastic in this game, but there was a reason for that. So for me, this was the Joe Alt game. And I understand people don't love talking about left tackles, but he has been a difference maker for the Chargers this year. They improved to 4-0 this year when Joe Alt starts and finishes a game. And these numbers for Justin Herbert with Joe Alt on the field are noticeably better. With Joe Alt on the field this year, Justin Herbert is averaging 8 yards per attempt, 9 touchdowns, 2 picks, 107.2 passer rating. Without him, 6.7 yards per attempt, 7 touchdowns, 5 picks, and a passer rating of 88. So I know offensive linemen don't get a ton of love, but Joe Alt deserves some flowers for what he did last night and what he's done for the Chargers this season. Welcome back, Joe Alt.
Yeah, Kamani Vidal going for 117 on the ground, which I mentioned. That doesn't happen unless Joe Alt is back in the game. You know what I mean? So it's not sexy to talk about offensive linemen, but when you're talking about an elite offensive lineman, it opens things up, because if you're the Chargers, what's the one thing they want to do? They want to use the ground game to help unlock Justin Herbert, and that's exactly what happened last night. And also, if you look at the Chargers right now, Chelsea, I mean, they're only one game behind the Chiefs. So I know they've hit a skid recently, and we were talking about how what's happened to LA, but they're right in this thing.
Well, absolutely. Like, if they have Joe Alton there and Justin Herbert is playing the way he did last night, they feel like they have a chance against just about anybody. And we saw that the first game of the year, because Joe Alt played in that one, and the Chargers beat the Chiefs. I understand that game was in Brazil, so maybe it was a little wonky. But still, this was the flash of Justin Herbert that I think people have been waiting. I don't want to say waiting to see, because we have seen little like stretches of it, because Justin Herbert is supremely talented. And for somebody who is that talented, it feels like he probably should have achieved more by now. But it's just like the Chargers coaching situation over the past several years has not been great. The Chargers just have this like bad rap as, you know, an organization that just can't win in the postseason. So I don't know if this is the year. I still have trouble trusting the Chargers as a whole. But if they get this version of their offense, they are going to be very, very dangerous.
Yes, they are. And what's going on with the Vikings? How do we feel about Minnesota now? Minnesota was absolutely terrible last night. I mean, they held the ball for 21 minutes total. They went 3 of 12 on third down. Carson Wentz. I was trying to be nice to Carson Wentz yesterday on the show and saying, that's how I knew when my voice started cracking. Yeah, he's all right. He can do a good job. He did not do a good job.
I also am not so sure that he's 100% healthy. Like, because people were floating these rumors that his shoulder keeps getting hurt, but it keeps playing through it. So the Vikings have some real quarterback issues, because there's even rumors about, you know, what's going on with J.J. McCarthy, because some people are saying, well, he's hurt, he's not going to play. And then some people are saying he might not be hurt and they might just be benching him. So I'm not sure what's going on there, but when you don't have any quarterbacks who are 100% healthy and zero quarterbacks who are putting out good numbers, that is not a good sign. That is a lot to overcome in the NFL, no matter how much talent you have on your defense.
That's absolutely right. So Jim Harbaugh said after the game, our team really responded. They did, and they're right there in the division race. All right, we had to talk about week 8 in the NFL, so let's get to it. And the early slate, what we can expect this weekend. Oh, Double D. Let's start. Giants and Eagles in Philadelphia on Sunday. Receiver A.J. Brown engaged in his normal pregame routine of reading a book, which gave him tips on playing poker from Chauncey Billups. Why not? I don't really like this game. Like, I don't know the Eagles. Who are the Eagles? Like, I don't know you. Like, who are they? They're the world champions. They don't really like each other. They won last week. A.J. Brown, 2 touchdowns. Jalen Hurts looked amazing in that game. They're always, they're the friend that has it all but seems to be perpetually unhappy. Have the Eagles put it together enough to cover 7.5 against the G-Men?
I think this has way too much volatility because, like, on both sides of the coin, both of these teams feel pretty volatile to me. You have the Eagles, who on paper and, you know, if you look at any of the advanced metrics, are not a good team, but they're also 5-2 and just won a Super Bowl last year. Then you look at the Giants, who are 2-5, but have that explosive play potential with Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo. So it's one of those things where, like, I could see both outcomes. I could see the Eagles winning an absolute rout because I think on the surface you see this line for the first time. You say, oh, the Giants can keep it within 7.5. The Eagles have been so up and down this year, and we know the Giants, you know, have some good fight in them. Maybe they're not going to win the game, but you do feel like they can keep it within 7.5 points. But when you see these type of lines in the NFL, I always feel cautious because when it feels too good to be true, it usually is.
That's exactly right. I will pass on this game, but I am interested in this one. Dolphins, Falcons. I know on the outside you're like, why would you care about this game? Dolphins are laying 7.5, or the Falcons are, I should say. Falcons minus 400. Dolphins plus 310, total set at 44 and a hook. I feel like you should just lay it with Atlanta here because the Dolphins are just such a mess. Are the Dolphins going to come to play? This feels like a team that has absolutely quit.
Yeah, they absolutely do. And they have had all kinds of issues stopping the run, which is not great when you're facing somebody by the name of Bijan Robinson. So I think you could look at this game in two ways. You could say, hey, maybe I look at an under here, because I do think the Dolphins might have trouble scoring points against a defense that's on paper one of the best in the entire NFL. Like, the only drawback I have is that this is an indoor setting, and usually the Dolphins' skill players are a little better when they play on turf. But still, I cannot make a case for the Dolphins. I just can't. So I won't, and I will say the Falcons are going to win this game. The Falcons are a team that I sometimes have a little trouble trusting, but this should be a smash spot for them. You know, they have kind of crumbled in some of these games, but this should not be one of them. Miami should out-crumble them in Atlanta.
As the Dolphins have started to fade, as the Dolphins have gotten worse, Mike McDaniel's ability to put together a sentence has started to fade. His press conferences. Yeah. Well, when you win, it's winning. And when you don't, it's the NFL. And that's something that happens. And you're like, oh my God. You okay, coach? You lost like 30 pounds, and then he ignored Quinn Ewers coming off the field, which I know we talked about, but watching that video is something where Ewers is like, hey, I just took my first snaps pro football. I mean, Daniel's staring off into the ether. Oh, they're just such a mess. It's a competition between he and Aaron Glenn to get fired first, so I lay it with the Falcons. Okay, here we go. Jets, Bengals, Browns, Patriots. Do you have a preference here?
Let's do Jets Bengals first because I like the total in this game. If you believe in the Bengals offense at all, I think this is an over game because we were told going into the year that at least the Jets would have a good defense. It has not been the case. This is a team that, you know, reeks of desperation, but I don't think that really plays into the handicap here. So I think for me and the Bengals, especially if Joe Flacco is playing, we know he can sling it. 44.5, it feels like a very low total. And let's face it, like, the Bengals defense still doesn't really scare me. So no matter who's playing at quarterback for the Jets, I think this is one that goes over. But I will say, maybe do a quick check of the weather. before you do this one, because we are getting into that territory, Jenks. I don't know if the weather has changed there in D.C., but it is starting to get cold in places, so keep that in mind when you are playing totals.
Yeah, I was reading the Washington Post last week, and I was joking about El Nino and La Nina here on the show, and there was a whole article that popped up on my phone about how we're getting La Nina this year. I was like, oh, we are? All right. So, but yeah, it's that time of year where it's a huge part of handicapping. You never know, especially those, I feel like those AFC North outdoors games where it's either rainy or cold. Mm-hmm. I would still lay with the Bengals. Joe Flacco, 2-0 against the number in his starts for Cincinnati. Also the Jets. Woof. Okay. Browns and Patriots. Got a minute to talk about this one. Patriots are laying 7. They're minus 350 on the money line, and the Browns are plus 280. Total set at 40 and a hook. I feel like I'm laying some big numbers here, but the Patriots are really, really good and just kind of out of nowhere, I feel like.
This is another game that feels too good to be true, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Like, it just feels like the Patriots are just cruising right now. The offense is amazing. You know, the defense is great. And Mike Vrabel, we know, is a defensive-minded head coach. And it just, I have trouble believing in this Browns offense. Like, Dylan Gabriel, I don't think stands a chance here. Maybe he's going to get better as the season goes on. But this feels like Patriots all the way, especially when they're playing at home.
Yeah, I agree. Dylan Gabriel against the Mike Vrabel defense. And by the way, Patriots should be plenty motivated. They lead the AFC East right now over Buffalo. So, big number. I would still lay it as well. Coming up next year on the show, the Bucs look to get right after that loss to the Lions. So, they're meeting the Saints just in time. More from NFL Sunday next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us on Friday. The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. I'm Jinx. She's Chelsea. Coming up, time for the afternoon slate on Sunday in the NFL. And just maybe some primetime revenge for Aaron Rodgers. You know what I was thinking about? That's been really nice. Aaron Rodgers has been super quiet this year. No talk about smooth poops. No talk about doing drugs somewhere. Overseas, no talk about finding himself, no putting his foot up to the camera like, yeah, look at my foot, it's not in good shape. No going on Pat McAfee and dropping some sort of nugget that you're like, all right, are you saying this because you're paid to go on the show or because you believe it? He's just been playing football, and I have to say, I've kind of enjoyed it.
Right, it's weird how likable he is when he doesn't talk.
I know. What a ringing endorsement. But when this guy doesn't talk, I really like him. It's true,
I know,
though.
But it just, it does make it feel like his main focus is football, right?
Right.
Because I think that's what people have, like, bones about. Like, if your team is not winning and you're doing all this, like, sideshow nonsense, that's when people start to get angry. You can do all the sideshow nonsense if your team is winning, but if you're not winning, don't do that. But it just so happens, we are getting the best of both worlds where the Steelers are winning games and Aaron Rodgers is not talking, so it is very nice. But Jenks, I told you I've been watching, rewatching The Office.
Yeah.
Did you remember that Aaron Rodgers was in an episode of The Office?
He was? No, I didn't remember this at
all. It's the second to last episode. He is a judge on like a talent competition show that Andy Bernard like competes in. And I was like, Aaron Rodgers is in this show? And it's so weird because he looks so young. Because remember, this was like
a long time ago,
you know, almost 15 years ago. But I did see that and it was crazy. I feel like that's a good bit of trivia because I feel like everybody knows he was in Game of Thrones. That was like a big deal. But I forgot about The Office.
It's crazy too, at least for me, is that when you see something iconic like that, like a sitcom or something, you always think of those characters as always being that way. I do. And then you see them now, like in commercials, and they look so much older, which of course makes sense. But it's just that with I mean, I look older. Everybody looks older from back then. But you know what I mean? Where you have a this vision of who they are because those moments in that show just stood out so much.
Right. And because it's a visual medium and you will always remember, you know, watching a show, watching a movie. But that's kind of nice. Like, think about like these movie stars who are frozen in time in their absolute prime. Like, I feel like that's not a bad thing. I would love that.
Yeah, me too. Instead, it's you asking me about Studio 54 back in the day. Well, you know, let's start with Sunday Night Football since we're talking about Aaron Rodgers. Might as well, right? Steelers hosting the Packers. Green Bay laying 3. They're minus 170 on the money line. Pittsburgh is plus 140. Total set at 45 and a hook. And I like the Steelers and the points. And Rodgers says it's not a revenge game. He's just happy to play his former team. I don't know if I believe that or not. I will say he also made it a point to say yesterday that he wants to retire a Packer and that he's grateful for his time there. So I think any sort of derision or, you know, tension that may have been there after he was traded away has faded, which time will do that. But you get Mike Tomlin as a dog in prime time. I think I'm going to be in the Steelers here.
I feel like this is one of those betting trends that we've had for like 10 years where it's like Mike Tomlin as a home underdog is something you should be betting on because the numbers are good. Since 2007, Mike Tomlin 21-7-3 against the spread as a home underdog. That is the best record in the NFL during that stretch. So, Jenks, do you think this stat alone is something to base your bet on?
I think that's part of it. And also the Packers are 0-3 against the number on the road this season. So you put those trends together, and it just lines up for a Steelers win. I like the Steelers on the money line as well. A plus 140, I don't think it's a bad bet.
But what have we been saying about the Steelers? It feels like all season long that like some of their numbers are padded by like some of the opponents that they've played, and maybe like be a little careful when you're talking about them as one of the best teams in the AFC. So like that kind of scares me because I will say the Packers are a very talented team. So I don't know. Like it's not going to shock me if the Steelers come out and lay an egg. But again, you look at these numbers for Mike Tomlin and it's a home game for the Steelers. I wouldn't be shocked either way.
All right, let's go to a game that maybe you have a stronger opinion on. I don't know. Buccaneers and Saints. They're in New Orleans. Bucs are laying 4. They're minus 235 on the money line. New Orleans plus 195. Total is 47. This line seems a little low to me. I actually think that the Saints might be the right side, but I don't like putting my money on bad teams. Short week for Tampa. They're banged up. Mike Evans out for the season. That's brutal. But Baker Mayfield, as we know, has elevated all that receiver core around him. And I will say this about the Saints. Look, they're a bad football team, but they don't quit. Like, they will play tough until the final whistle, and also money's coming in on New Orleans. This line opened with Tampa -4.5 is shortened to 4.
Yeah, it's even 3.5 in some spots. So that makes me feel a little cautious to bet on the Bucs here, because you look at this game, you're like, the Bucs, they're one of the best teams in the NFC, and the Saints are not. But here's the thing, like, this is still a divisional matchup, and we've seen this in years past, that these two teams usually play each other pretty tough. So I think that's why the line has dropped so precipitously. And plus, we've seen the Bucs kind of play in some like low-scoring affairs against teams that probably shouldn't have been hanging around. Like, what sticks out in my mind is that Bucs game against, who was it, the Texans? I think it was a primetime game, where that game was really close and it really shouldn't have been. Yeah, the Bucs won 20-19. And you look at another divisional matchup, the Bucs won on the road at the Falcons 23-20. So it's one of those games that it looks like it should be the Bucs all the way, but the line is a little suspicious to me. It would not shock me if the Bucs win in a close game.
I think that's kind of what they do. That's just their MO.
Mm.
You know, you pointed out all of those results. That's kind of what they do. And so if you like the Saints, grab it at 4 before it hits 3.5. Okay. You ready for this one? Titans at the Colts. Your Titans visiting Indianapolis and Lucas Oil. The Colts are laying 14. The Colts are minus 1,200. The Texans, God love you, if you like the Texans on the money line. Or the Titans, I should say. Plus 750. Total is set at 47, Chelsea.
I feel like this is a game that's an outlier for like everything you learn in betting. Because you see this game on paper, like 14 points in a divisional matchup, that's too many points. But let's look at the other divisional matchups that the Titans have played this year.
Okay.
They got smoked by the Colts earlier this season, 41-20. They lost to the Texans 26-0. The Texans beat them 26-0. So now you have a Colts team that leads, it feels like, every single metric in the NFL when it comes to scoring margin. You know, one of the highest scoring offenses in the NFL. And then you look at the Titans, who are cellar dwellers in just about every metric. They fired their head coach. Not that, you know, that matters for anything. I honestly feel like they're probably better without him. So it's just a Titans team that it just feels like there is no logic other than just, hey, the NFL is chaos sometimes. But, like, do you really want to put your money on that? I don't, so I won't.
No. The only case for the Colts, well, for the Titans, I should say, is that the number's big. And that's, I hate that as a handicap. Well, they're getting 14 points. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, how could they cover that 14? It is a monster spread, the National Football League. There's no question about that. But how could they cover it? I don't know. They're outclassed in every metric. And also, the Colts, you just have to accept. I know it's hard to accept a team that's been bad for a long time being good, but the Colts are well coached. Indiana Jones, Danny Dimes is playing great. Jonathan Taylor out of the backfield has been this year's Saquon. Like, the Colts are really good, and they're at home. So are you going to be stunned if you look up on Sunday and it's 35-7 Indy? I'm not.
No, I think the only way the Titans have a chance is maybe in the first half. Because we saw this in the Patriots game. The Titans, like, I don't know, at least had a prayer for maybe covering the number. But in the second half, they're just exposed. And, like, usually this is a sign of when your head coach is good, you make adjustments at halftime. Mm-hmm. That's not the case for the Titans. They get noticeably worse. And, like, here's the bottom line for me. The Titans have trouble scoring points. Like, the only time they score, like, you know, more than 20 points was against the Cardinals. And the Cardinals, like, gifted them several, like, short field positions. And it was just, like, a comedy of errors for the Titans to win that game. And the Cardinals aren't even that good. So it would take a lot for the Titans to even keep it close with the Colts. It hurts my heart because I hate the Colts, but it does feel like it's going to be the Colts in a rout.
Oh, it cracks me up. I don't know why. God, I hate the Colts. Hate the Colts. I know. I get it. I mean, divisional rival. What are you going to do? Finally, Cowboys-Broncos. I think you've convinced me on this one. I think I'm going down the route that you're going. Denver laying 3.5. They're minus 175 on the money line. The Cowboys are plus 145. High total. Total set at 50 and a hook. You were talking with me about the Cowboys earlier this week and how they can hang with Denver. And I kind of think you're right. You convinced me on this. Cowboys defense is just so bad. Like, as good as the Cowboys offense is, Dak can sling it. He's having a great year. CD's back. The defense is so bad. I kind of like the under, though, in this game. I know potentially you could see kind of a shootout. But here's the thing. The under has hit in Denver games in only two games in the last 5 years. Like, I don't know if it's the altitude. I don't know if it's the Broncos defense this year. But I think there's going to be enough stops to keep this under the number. I'm going under.
As somebody who's played a lot of unders for the Broncos, like, I totally get it. But this total is also going up because now at BetMGM, it's 51.
Good.
And I do feel like if there is any offense that can score, it's the Cowboys. And if there's any defense that can give up a bunch of points to the Broncos, a team that really wants to run the football, it's still going to be the Cowboys defense, you know? So it's one of those where I feel like it's kind of correlated for me. Is that if this is a shootout, the Cowboys have a shot. And let the record reflect that I like the Cowboys in a teaser getting 9 points.
Okay.
That feels like a bit of a different handicap than a team only getting 3.5. And this was 3. It's gone up to 3.5. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure if I believe in the Cowboys just in the normal number, but I do think they can get a backdoor cover because of that offense and because in my teaser they are getting 9 points.
I do think there are better games on the card than this one. Games where it seems to be a cleaner handicap, so probably going to stay away from that one. But we'll see what happens in Denver. Coming up in 5 minutes. Oh, we are not done with football here on the show. Not even close. We will check out the college slate and do it next in hour two on the Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.